This past week, I came across an article in The Atlantic by Stephanie McCrumen. Title was, The Christian Radicals Are Coming. Ms. McCrumen writes about a political movement called the New Apostolic Reformation, which claims to be chosen by God to take action that will have Donald Trump reelected as president. Its leaders include Mario Murillo, Lance Wallnau. Mr. Wallnau, by the way, was also one of the driving forces behind getting people to storm the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. What action is this movement preparing to take? Is it a get-out-the-vote effort? Well, how about this? Let me share some of the quotes from the article, and you be the judge. Reading here, how many of you would like to be activated in your Maximus anointing? That's a reference to the scene from the film Gladiator where the enslaved start a violent and bloody uprising. Father, I am ready to be a part of a new move of God in the United States, and I will occupy the territory you gave me for the glory of God. The political slogan of the Antichrist is peace and safety. It is time to go after the villains. It is time to chase the wicked. The time has come for justice, and justice demands restitution. How many of you would like to see Jesus face to face? Then you have to go into the fire, my friends. He always comes to the fire. He is the fire. He is in the fire. And in the fire, he sets you free. One more here. I am not on the earth to be blessed. I'm on the earth to be armed and dangerous. And yes, they're serious. By the way, Donald Trump has recognized this movement at his rallies. You probably heard him call them my beautiful Christians. Vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance has actually attended some of the events of this movement. So these individuals see themselves as self-appointed warriors of God. Now, where exactly in the Bible does God appoint people to carry out his wrath? Now, it's quite the opposite. God appoints his chosen to do good works. It was God who appointed two of his chosen to take on a monumental task, which, well, pretty much changed everything. We're reminded of this in 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 6. And Samuel said to the people, "It is the Lord who appointed Moses and Aaron and who brought your fathers up from the land of Egypt." Jesus was the one, of course, who appointed the 12 apostles to spread his word and teachings. And later, as we read in Luke chapter 10, verse 3, Jesus appointed an additional 72 with these instructions, "Go your way, behold, I send you out as lambs among wolves." These so-called warriors seek to change who holds authority through violence. Seems there are copies of the Bible are missing Romans chapter 13, verse 2. Reading here, "Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves." In his Sermon on the Mount, which you will never hear referenced by any of these members of this hateful movement, Jesus teaches the exact opposite of what these people are telling people. Let's go to Matthew chapter 5, verses 5 through 9, Jesus speaking, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." You know, actually, I have to correct myself on something. There is one part of the Sermon on the Mount that this movement can embrace and probably does. This is what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 10. "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." The disconnect from Jesus' truth is that these people are threatening to do things like intimidation, hostile behavior, confrontation, embracing conspiracies. That's not righteous behavior. They're manipulating the words of Jesus for their own purpose, which, by the way, Jesus has a warning for these people. We find that in Matthew chapter 13, verse 19. "When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received seed by the wayside." This movement seeks to right what they see as a wrong via an attack of violence as, quote-unquote, Christian warriors. They see themselves as modern-day Joshuas who will have God cause the walls blocking their access to fall so that they can perpetrate their desired destruction. Joshua and his army did what they did against a city which had turned evil, and Joshua was following the law in his actions. As true Christians know very well, the word of Jesus replaced the law of the Old Testament. This is why Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 through 17 lists a Christian's new armor: belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, readiness from the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is not what you're thinking. It's actually the Word of God. Looking at that, I don't see guns, sharpened poles, spears, tear gas, bomb threats in that list. Do you? Let's sum it all up with 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light.